And do you like drawing but think you're no good at art? Do all your attempts at putting your thoughts into shape on the page end up looking like vague abstract stick figures? Or maybe you're great at collage and oil and pastels and love creating in a laid-back social atmosphere. If so, you, like me, may enjoy Art Somewhere, a fortnightly art event created and run by Hannah, who's joining me in the studio to talk about what is so very therapeutic about making art somewhere. Wherever that is.
Wherever it is.
So why, Hannah, why is art so dang therapeutic? Every time I go there, I get like really relaxed. It's like, it's nice. It's very nice.
I think it's the creative process of just doing something that takes you away from your environment.
Yeah, just pretty much like, it's like whether you're good or not, you're just kind of like making something.
You're just doing something. It's better if you're not good because then you really get into it.
Yeah, I know. I know my own like pencil sketches tend to get pretty, you know, not necessarily like masterpieces, but then you look at them and like, oh yeah, I made a thing. It was nice.
I made a thing. Exactly. Made it's some the friends. Making of things. And often people don't keep their things, but we keep them.
So. Yeah, yeah. And so how Art Somewhere has been around for a little while at least. How did you actually start? Like, how did this event start where you're like, what if I get people in a room and make them do art?
Was actually, I was living in Tel Aviv and I went to these art classes there and I hadn't done art for years, like 10 years. I did it in high school, you know, and it was something that I immediately was like, it changed my life. Like, I was like, this is so good. It's so good to be in an environment where you can just create. There was a teacher there, but it wasn't structured. There was sort of no workshops because, you know, when you're in a specific workshop, you look to someone on your left and you're like, oh, they've made a better version of what I've just made. And it's kind of disheartening. But yeah, I just was so into it. And now I'm studying art again. So it's like, it just completely changed. And I was like, there needs to be a place in Sydney that exists where people can just turn up and not have that competition or like meet people and just, yeah. Have a chance to go again.
Well, that lack of a defined goal, I think, is actually, I don't think I've thought about it necessarily that way before, but it makes sense.
Yeah.
Like when you're like trying to make a particular thing, someone's going to be making it better than you.
Yeah.
And then we're all like trying to like be in a space where we're performing and doing well instead of like, oh, you can't be bad at this.
Totally.
You gotta.
And it's so intimidating to do art. Like, you're like, what do I need to buy? Like, what do I need in my house? Like, you don't know. So you come to Art Somewhere and we have all the materials. So it's there and you can test it out and you can be like, oh, this pastel's great.
Like, yeah. And you also have like magazines and collages. So you just kind of have everything. Is there any type of art you don't cater to?
Well, yeah. Someone asked if we did leather works and we're like, oh, I mean, we're open to it. We just don't know what that is. But
what did you figure out what it is?
No, not yet. It's open. We have knitting needles now and some wool, but it's sort of...
I'm just imagining Art Somewhere is going to just be like a sprawling workshop filled with like every possible. You're going to have like, you know, tooling in one side. You have ceramic fired kilns.
I want to get there.
Because you did so at 107 Projects, which has quite a lot of like artist spaces as well.
Yes.
Which is based in Redfern currently. But you're also looking to do it, move to their new, they've opened a new venue over in Green Square.
Yeah.
So what's going to be happening with Art Somewhere in terms of where is it going to be now?
Yeah, well, it can be anywhere. So that's the beauty of it. But I think that if we also move to Joynton, which will be fantastic, it doesn't have that sort of creative hub at the moment. So it'd be a really good way to sort of meet people from the community there and get people engaged in that area, which is quite, you know, very densely populated with not much happening right now.
And what kind of people show up to Art Somewhere generally do you find? Or is it just literally everyone?
It's so varied. And that's so fantastic. Like last night, a man who was in his 70s came and he'd remembered 2 days before that he had to come to this event and he just sat down with everyone else. And then we had people from the community joining and they didn't realize it was on, but it's so fantastic because everyone just sits next to whoever and has a chat. Like, it's great.
Yeah. It's just like a really like open experience for everyone. And so you said you've recently gone back to studying art yourself.
Yeah.
So what are you investigating now?
Everything. It was just really to put myself out there and just to be creative again and see what I could learn.
Mm-hmm. So it's just about like making an opportunity for people.
Yeah.
More than anything else.
Yeah. And yeah. Hopefully other people follow the thing. I think everyone needs to be more creative. It's sad when you lose that in your life.
Do you feel like creative is a word that gets like abused quite a lot when people talk about it? Because everyone everywhere nowadays is like creative this, creative that, creative energy, creative passion, blah, blah, blah,
totally.
Blah, blah.
I'm a creative.
Yeah.
What does it even mean? But I don't know.
Do you feel like there's a type of creativity that's sort of like, that like a lot of things that they say are creativity are not really so much? Or is it just kind of like, hard to pin down.
Yeah, it's so it sort of encompasses everything, right? So yeah, the people who are in advertising tell you they're creatives, but are they really?
Yeah, right. Well, I don't know. Are they?
I don't know.
You don't know. You can't make
possibly.
You don't have a decision.
Probably, if you know, it's self-defining, right?
And so what sort of has been some of your like best experiences at Art Somewhere? Like you said, that they had like the 7-year-old man
my heart just like melted last night. It was so beautiful, and we had this young autistic girl who came for several sessions, and she just loved it, and she really got a lot out of it, and it was so beautiful. I think it's the variety of people that come every time, and then the people that you don't expect to keep coming back that keep coming back, and we're going to start working on longer term projects and get some canvases and stuff so people can
work on
a long term thing and eventually have an exhibition in December so when we can show everyone's work, which will be fantastic.
Oh, wow. And in terms of the sort of longer term projects, I know that Kate, who's one of the other people who's you know runs Art Somewhere, has been collecting like artwork. I've donated a few to the Art Somewhere archive.
We have a huge stack of them parked out the back of 107. I think they're probably just like, please move this. But massive amount of artworks now. So we're going to like plaster the walls in them for the exhibition in December.
It's going to be all sorts of art and display.
All sorts of art.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, I'm sure there's lots of, do you have any sort of you know, like cool developments coming up apart from the sort of exhibition, or are you just going to keep kind of building on what you already have?
Keep building on what we're doing and try and get it more regular and have maybe some special event versions where we get some artists in to run like so keep that sort of semi-unstructured sort of teaching environment but have maybe like activities that run throughout the day, so maybe do some weekend ones, especially on the roof once it gets sunny.
And do you feel like Sydney has a lot of these kind of events that are like hidden? Because like I know Art Somewhere is something that I only discovered like because a friend told me about it. Do you feel like it's hard for people to find out about these kind of events in Sydney?
Yeah, well I didn't think they existed and that's why I wanted to do this, but I think you can look, if you look you can find them, but it's hard like to promote this. Is we haven't done any promotion, so everything is sort of word of mouth, so it makes it like it's expensive and it takes a lot of time and effort to sort of promote things, so I guess they're not, because you really have to look quite hard for things, which is annoying. But
have you ever considered abandoning the project because it's too much work?
Yeah.
You're just like, it's too much.
Again. The cleanup is, like, as much as I'm like, have all these materials when it comes to the end of the night. I'm like, please don't put them everywhere, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Hannah.
It's a
fun event. I've enjoyed coming to it, and
I've
forward to more of it happening in the future. It happens every fortnight, currently at 107 in Redfern. It was on this week. It will be on 2 weeks from now. You can find it on Facebook and on Instagram, I believe, as well, Art Somewhere. And you can look at that. I'm sure they'll put news about the Joynton Avenue and what's happening there as well on their thing. So thanks very much. Hannah's joined us, creator of Art Somewhere. Have a great day.